But it's wonderful to be in the house of the Lord. And the fact that we're here means we all survive.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Let's bow our heads and pray to God our thanksgiving. We do thank you, Lord, for this new day, a day that has dawned with your people in love with you and worshiping your holy name. We thank you for your goodness to us, for your protection in the storm. We pray your blessing upon us in this community that we call Calvary and that we love so much. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. I want to invite those who are guests with us for the first time to fill out a welcome card. Those are in the pews. You'll find those in the pews, and you can put them in the offering plate, so that we may welcome you and know a little bit about you. We'd like all our visitors and guests to fill out that form for the first time. And I'm very glad to have you be a part of our worship and part of our church family for the day. And we'd love to get to know you better. And I am just so grateful and hope that you all did more than survive, but are here in one piece. We'll talk about some of our hurricane stories in a moment, later on in the service. Why don't we greet one another with the peace of Christ?
Good morning, Calvary.
Good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
My name is Larry Rood, and I'm pleased to be your liturgist for the month of September. I have very few announcements this morning. Number one, you have an insert in your bulletins. Please read it. It's from UMCOR on ways you can help them, not only here in Florida, but also still in Texas.
This was meant for like 2 weeks ago, so it says Hurricane Harvey on there, but it'll work for Irma too.
Okay. Are they collecting flood buckets for Irma?
Or oh, yes, okay. Absolutely. All right.
Secondly, the Clay County Unity Worship Service that was scheduled for September 11th at 6:30 has been rescheduled for October 11th. It's now a Wednesday night down at Grace Episcopal Church. If you'd like any more information, the service is going to start at 6:30. If you felt led to join their community choir, please be there at 5:30. Bob, do you have any other announcements or anybody else?
I do, Larry.
Yes, council meeting next Sunday.
Several weeks back, all the chairpersons had a notice in their box mailboxes about the budget and what you would request for your budget. One has to be made before. You have until next Sunday to get them back to us. And if they are not returned, you'll get what you had last year. Thank you.
Please turn to the back of your bulletins for the opening words. When the tides of fear seem to overwhelm us, we cry out,
Lord, come to us and lead us to paths of safety.
When we feel lost and alone, we wonder if anyone cares about us, we cry out,
Lord, come and heal our wounded spirits.
When turbulence within and without seem to threaten us, we cry out.
If you would please stand and turn to 370 in your hymnals, we will sing Victory in Jesus.
Yeah.
turn to 881, we'll have our affirmation of faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
But you're here now. Where were you then? You were in California. All right. Well, he was a long way from Hurricane Irma. So his story is that he wasn't here. But most of us have some kind of story or another to tell having to do with Hurricane Irma. Some of us were affected more than others. Is there anybody out there who doesn't have power still? Oh, look. I think everybody has power in here. Yay! And some of them just got their power turned back on. My power was out for like 4 hours. And that was it. And yours was out for 8? Yeah. So we all have a hurricane story to tell. And one of the most important parts of that story is that we didn't go through the hurricane alone. Who did we go through it with? Parents, okay? Who did we go through the hurricane with? Jesus, okay? God, right? We were not alone. We believe that God comes to us and is with us in times of distress and destruction. We know that there are places that were hit a lot harder than Clay County and Duval County in parts of the world like the Florida Keys, Cuba, Barbuda, and other places on the islands that received a lot more damage, and some people lost their lives. So we are very grateful today that we came through that storm and that the storm came to an end and we're still here. So we have a lot to lift up and praise to God for today. Because we are still here. Amen? Amen. Let's bow our heads and pray. We thank you, God, that we did not go through this alone, that you walked with us in times of turmoil and great loss and sadness. We pray your blessing upon us as we continue to walk in grace and strength. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Okay. You may have some candy. always, huh? There you go. Did she have that? A big ball. There you go. There you go. As we mentioned earlier, we're still taking your offering to UMCOR. It will go to not only the Texas survivors of Hurricane Harvey, but also to those in need from Hurricane Irma that has come through. So you can make your check out to the church if you want and just designate it for UMCOR Hurricane, and it will get to the right place, the right people, the right time, in the right way. And so let's continue to worship our God this morning with the giving of our gifts, our tithes and offerings. Will the ushers please come forward? Let us pray. Today we are grateful, O God, just like we're grateful every single day for this newness of life, but especially we feel it keenly right now because we are still here and still standing, and we give you the thanks and the praise. We ask that you use the gifts we bring for your kingdom. In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
the hurricane didn't hurt their voices. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you all so much. Very good song to sing in moments like these. And I want to mention in prayer this morning, Mark, who was in the hospital before Irma. He had a seizure, and we want to pray for him and pray for his continuing recovery. Do you want to say something, Mark?
No. Good to have you back.
Yes.
Thank you for all your prayers, the gifts. I'll praise God for what I did. But thank you all for praying for me.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mark. We will continue to keep you in our prayers and pray that God is working in your life for your healing, and we know and trust that He is. We thank you, Jesus. I want to pray for Ron Coleman, whose cousin Sam Sims passed away last Saturday, a week ago Saturday, right before the storm. He was in Ocala trying to deal with his family concerns when the hurricane was coming. Barbara and Ron both are very faithful members. We want to remember them in our prayers today. I want to just say a word about the hurricane here. You've noticed we have a little bit of damage over here, and in other places we have some damage, and we submit insurance claims for those, and we'll see what they tell us and how much they'll give us for making the repairs. But the biggest news of all is we are still standing. Yay?
Amen.
Amen. We are here. And I want to thank all of those who worked so hard yesterday in cleaning up the property. You can't even tell that a hurricane has been through here unless you look at that antenna out there that's bent and still attached to the church. But we had a crew of about 10 to 12 people here yesterday to help clean up and straighten up. And you'll see the trash piles by the road. And know that they did a lot of work, and it looks beautiful today. And I thank you, and I thank them so much for their work. Let's go to God in prayer with thanksgiving in our hearts as we pray for those still affected by this storm and by other storms of life. Let us pray together. Our sister church in Cuba.
Praise for all the neighbors and friends who just came together and helped so many people in this back neighborhood.
Nicole Green.
God, we offer you our prayers today, especially for those who are still dealing with the effects of this hurricane that came through. And we pray, dear God, that you will be with those who have lost everything that they have. In this time of recovery, we need to know, dear God, that your love is at work in our lives and that your power is for us. So we give you, dear God, all that we are and all that we have and all that we do, dear Lord. Make it be for your glory. And we pray your blessing upon us in this community, in this church, in our individual lives. Give us whatever we need, dear God, today, and the power of your hope and love for tomorrow. As we pray the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray when we say, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
If you would please stand and look to the screen behind me, we will sing Soon and Very Soon.
Our scripture this morning comes from Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 31, or 41. It's page 47 in the New Testament in your pew Bibles, or follow along on the screen. Okay. On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. Other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already being swamped. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased, and there was dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Two Sundays ago, we didn't know that we would experience a hurricane of unprecedented proportions, including for some of us, our own neighborhoods. So today, I thought it made more sense for us to scrap the lectionary reading and read something more apropos. And that we are here today because we gather as a church family to process and to pray, and for some of us, just to love on one another after this terrific storm. I'm not going to recount what you already know. Everything that you've seen on TV and read in the news or online and or even lived through yourself. We've all witnessed the flooding in Edgewater, Middleburg, and also downtown Jacksonville and Aquarius Concourse. We've experienced losses and fear and tears and the enormity of the whole thing. I think that anticipation leading up to the storm was as great, if not greater, than the storm itself. But this morning I'd like to make four simple observations having to do with what we just went through. First of all, we survived. Now, admittedly, for some of us, it felt like the storm might win. And I think Anna agreed. The disciples felt the same way in our lesson that we just heard. They thought they were going to die. And they said, "Teacher, do you not care if we perish?" They thought they would die in the storm, and probably many of you had that fear yourself. But you know what? It didn't kill us. And it didn't kill Calvary either. We are still standing here in this spot as we have for 50 years. And we are still worshiping God inside. Maybe a little worse for wear, but present and alive. And that's good news this morning. Now, our community leaders were correct when they said that Jacksonville had not had this kind of flooding, or Middleburg, since the mid-19th century. For many of us, the storm was the strongest maybe that we'd ever lived through, or the strongest since we moved to this area. But I think one thing that the storm proved was that Floridians are stronger than the hurricane. We have lived through a lot in our lives just getting to this point. And you will live through a hurricane. Whatever storms our country and our neighborhood and our community faces in the future, we somehow will be given sufficient strength to endure. Recently, a man and a woman were on a plane that bounced around like a basketball, and I know that some of you have experienced flights like that where you are worried that the plane can stay up in the sky. They're bouncing around so much. Well, the woman reached over and grabbed her husband's arm, and she said to him, "I cannot do this." But the truth is, at 35,000 feet, there's no other option. You either go through it. Some things we simply go through because there's no way to go around them. We have no choice in the matter. But the operative word is through. No tragedy is forever. It may not be pleasant. And there are after effects that are painful. But these words from the 23rd Psalm that King David wrote are what we lean on in times like this. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." Sooner or later, whatever we're going through, we get through it. No storm lasts forever. No matter how desperate the storm on the Sea of Galilee seemed, the disciples survived. And this week, so did we. Number two, valuable lessons will be learned from this experience. Now, I was visiting a friend in New York City when Hurricane Sandy was approaching, and I quickly got out of town because I knew if it came, I probably wouldn't be able to leave for quite some time. So I got out of Dodge as quickly as I could. But I remember, after the storm, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said, "It seems like we have the storm of the century every 2 years," he said. "But as the climate changes, we will learn to change with it so as to be prepared and protected." He was saying that we would learn lessons from our experience, and we will too through this experience. Despite the fact that we're a river city, flooding has not been a huge issue here until now. So now we know that flood's an issue for us, homeowners and business owners and all the rest of us will make sandbags now, and we'll get flood insurance, and we'll buy our generators and get backup generators. We have learned from this experience. Architects and builders will learn to make better houses. Transportation and communication will learn. And the public will say that they know what they're talking about, and we must evacuate. So lives will be saved next time around. We are made of tough stuff. We're bruised maybe and battered, but when the waters receded, guess what, my friends? You were still standing. Things will be learned and have been learned from this experience. Number three, nature's worst reveals humanity's best. It always does. I've seen you in the time that I've been your pastor respond to other disasters around the world in our country, as we responded to the flooding in Louisiana last year, and the health kits and the flood kits that we made, the contributions to our local school, W.E. Cherry, the nets that we collected money for mosquito netting. I have seen us all come up, stand up and step forward in generous and loving ways. But isn't it cool that just as we have stood up and stepped forward for others, today, others all across this country are standing up and stepping forward for us as we are affected by the storm. We've heard of the bravery of first responders who walked into the storm to rescue people, risking their lives, and help has come from all over the country. We've all seen the pictures either on the news or in the internet of all those power trucks coming to Florida to help us out. We had schools in the neighborhood who passed out food to their neighborhoods this week. We had Mormon missionary youth in the neighborhoods helping volunteer to clean up and clear up people's yards. Even our local officials stepped up to the plate and put politics behind them and joining hearts and hands to help people. Our bishop sent emails and prayers to all the pastors and district superintendents and committed the Florida Conference to be there to help those who suffered loss. Nature at its worst has revealed humanity at its best. One of the silver linings of a tragedy is that it restores our faith in humanity. Nature at its worst reveals humanity at its best. And number four, someone with a capital S was in the storm with us. Now, I just quoted from the 23rd Psalm, but I want to complete the text. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me. That's how we get through the valleys. Because someone, capital S, loves us and is with us. And that's how we survive all of life's storms. Someone bigger than the winds and the waves is in the boat beside us. Mark wrote, a furious storm arose and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. And Jesus was in the stern asleep. The disciples woke him up and said, Teacher, do you not care if we perish? And he got up and rebuked the wind and the waves and said, Peace, be still. And he said to his disciples, Why are you so afraid when I am in the boat with you? I'm convinced that when Jesus said, Peace, be still, he was talking not only to the wind and the waves, but also to the disciples. You know, they were fishermen. They were used to storms on the Sea of Galilee. They understood that the storm could come in fast and leave just as quickly. Storms come. It's the way life is, especially as a fisherman. But storms do not last forever. So I think it's possible that Jesus was not speaking primarily to the wind and the waves, but to the disciples. Hang in there, he said. This storm will end like every other storm. When the winds rage and the waters rise, I am with you. As long as I am with you, you can live through any storm. And that's our message. In this life, storms come. Winds rage and waters rise, but we face it, we survive it, because someone who loves us, who is bigger than anything life throws our way, is always in the boat with us. I want to tell you about an interview I heard after Hurricane Sandy with an older lady, and a reporter was asking her, well, do you know how your home fared during the storm? And she hadn't been back, and so she said, no, it may be gone, I don't know, but everything will be all right. And the reporter said, well, how can you know that if not been there and you've seen how terrible this storm is? How can you have such peace about it? And she said, well, many years ago my son was killed in war. A few months after that, my husband died. That's when I discovered that when they went to be with God, God came to be with me. God got me through that. God will get me through this. Everything will be fine. And that's one of the most inspiring sermons I have ever heard. When they went to be with God, God came to be with me. She found that when the winds rage, when the waters rise, someone is in the boat with us. And that is our salvation. That's the good news. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Now, we've been through a tough week, and there's a lot left to be done. And we're a bit worse for wear. We have suffered some losses. But even in the midst of the losses, there are some things that we can affirm. We survive. We will learn valuable lessons from this. Nature's worst revealed humanity's best. And whatever storms come our way, Christ is always in the boat with us. His voice speaks to us, even as it did to the disciples. I'm here, he says. I'm beside you. Peace, be still. It's going to be okay. Amen.
Amen.
If you would please stand and look to the screen behind me, we will sing Breathe.
desperate and lost this morning, come to God. Come to Jesus. Jesus has been waiting for you your whole life. And it's not too late. So accept the offer and the invitation that God makes to you. Say yes to God. You, my friends, are never alone. We have an advocate. We have a counselor. We have a loving God and the power of redemption and the gift of Jesus' life for us. Accept him today. And may, as you leave this place, go with the knowledge and love of God the Father, Christ the Son, and the communion of the Holy Spirit that will rest and abide with you until we meet again. Go in peace. Amen.
Bob didn't use any during the storm. He got plenty.